KPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. An El Paso County judge has denied another motion to push back a preliminary hearing for the suspect in the Club Q shooting. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The defense also asked for more complete video surveillance from Club Q on the night of the shooting, specifically audio from 10 p.m. forward. They argued that any possible interaction between the suspect and others prior to when the shooting occurred could help determine intent and potential bias. The prosecution said since they know the right person is in custody, that level of evidence isn't necessary at this point in the case. They also said they've been hindered by technical issues. Ultimately, the judge asked to expedite the sharing of any additional surveillance footage, but said the case will proceed as scheduled. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
A group of psychologists who are Black are still awaiting an apology from the downtown Denver Hyatt Regency Hotel. Earlier this week, security officers broke up the psychologists gathering in a hotel suite for the National Association of School Psychologists convention. The hotel collected names and IDs of the guests.
If they are truly sorry, simply fulfilling these three things is a way to provide authentic healing.
That's D.C.-based school psychologist Byron McClure. He and others want that apology, reimbursement for their stay, and a donation to the Black School Psychologist Network. The Hyatt's general manager of the downtown location and the hotel's corporate office have not responded to multiple requests for comment. And 17 candidates for Denver mayor faced each other in a wide-ranging debate last night. Topics included homelessness and affordable housing. Visit Denverite.com for more. This is CPR News.